Now, just as you might buy a travel guide for your next overseas holiday, there is a new book out that's a guide closer to home called Journey into Dreamtime. It's a guide to Australia's Aboriginal spirituality, and it's written by Bardi woman Munya Andrews, who has degrees in anthropology and law. Hello again, Munya.
Oh, Nangaman Lari, Vanessa. How are you going?
I'm great, yes. Thank you. Now, this new book of yours covers a broad range of topics, from songlines to bush medicine. What prompted you, though, to write this book, Journey into Dreamtime?
Yeah, what prompted me is that I run cultural awareness workshops and training, and I've been doing that for years. And you can imagine I get all sorts of questions about Aboriginal culture. And one of the most popular questions I get asked all the time is, Munya, can you tell us about Dreamtime? And so I thought, I get asked it that often. I thought, I'll write a book and then we can have a deeper discussion that people can then ask about the topics that I cover in it. So it's really a guide, as you say, to understanding Aboriginal spirituality and philosophy. And there's not a Dreamtime story in the book at all, because people go, oh, great, can I get that for kids? And it's like, I think it's a bit advanced for kids. They won't understand, because it deals with Dreamtime theology and philosophy. So, it's just explaining our spirituality to people.
And Munya, how do you define law and lore, the law, L-A-W, and L-O-R-E?
Yeah, look, you get some more, particularly on the east coast of Australia, that talk about law instead of L-A-W. And I always say, there's law for everything. You have poetry law, law for social manners and so forth. And to not talk about L-A-W is to miss the point, really, about the strict rules and cultural protocols on all manner of things, from land rights to ceremonies and social relationships and so forth. So I say to refer to Aboriginal Dreamtime as law is to miss the point. It fails to acknowledge the rule of Aboriginal law, of the Dreamtime beings that created it and the elders who police it. So to refer to its rules blandly as law, is to ignore the magnitude and richness, really, of a unique ethical framework of standards that are informed by the Dreamtime. So I think it's just one of those cliché things that I don't subscribe to. So I very much talk about Aboriginal law, L-A-W.
And you also explore kinships and kindredness, Munya. Can you tell me a little bit more about that chapter?
Yeah, that's the idea in Aboriginal society, that everyone and everything is interrelated and interconnected, that all of us are family, and it's not just family with human beings, but all of creation, all the stars and planets and rocks and plants. They all fit into the kinship system, which is called skin in Aboriginal English. So it's really teaching people that our philosophy, very much like Native American philosophy, and they end all their prayers with, and all my relations, which is about recognizing that we're family with everything and everyone. So it's about oneness, really, at the end of the day, yeah.
You talk about walking in a respectful way in country on country. What does that mean, Munya?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people don't know much about the bush and dreaming and why it's important. So I take them through cultural protocols, how you walk through country and how to do it respectfully, because a lot of mob up there now are doing all the Indigenous tours and the walks. So I teach them things like treading softly, walking in silence where you can, saying hello to the old people. The old people are the spiritual ancestors, not our elders, and introducing yourself. So when we're little, we're taught to introduce ourselves to country, particularly when you're in country that isn't yours. So when I'm going through country, I'll say, oh, Nungaman Lari, like Wurundjeri, if I'm walking through Wurundjeri country. I'm Munya, I'm from the Kimberley region, I'm a Bardi woman. Is it all right for me to pass through here? And then so I sit and listen to my Leon, and if that tells me it's okay to walk through, I continue to walk through. But I teach people to, do things like pick up little pebbles as you're walking and throw them in advance. It's a bit like knocking on the door, someone's door, letting the old people know you're coming through and so on. So there's lots of cultural protocols like that, and they differ according to all the Indigenous nations. But it's about just teaching people to do the right thing and to respect the land properly. The other one thing, too, Vanessa, is not to, in our culture, we don't take mementos like twigs or rocks from places. The Anangu people of Northern Territory call them sorry rocks because they're removed from country. It's just like taking family members out of that country. So I say, talk to people about the importance of, yeah, admire them, think how pretty they are, but leave them behind. So things like that.
Such a vast wealth of knowledge that you're sharing. I'm speaking on ABC Kimberley to Munya Andrews. She's a Bardi woman and she's published another book. This time it's called Journey into Dreamtime. And it's a guide to spirituality in Aboriginal Australia. Munya, did you enjoy writing this and sitting down and putting your collective knowledge into this guide?
I absolutely did, Vanessa. I just it was such a terrific process to go through because it's that for me, I've reached an age where I want to pass on as much information as I can about Aboriginal culture, but especially about our spirituality, because I think a lot of our mob are forgetting where we come from and the spirituality that gives us strength as Aboriginal people. So I thought, yeah, I need to get this stuff down so for the younger generation coming through and for people, other people, for Gadia people to learn about our culture and our spirituality to keep the Aboriginal Dreamtime alive. You know, I want to see it passed on to people. So it was, yeah, it was fantastic sitting down and writing that and seeing, you know, just not realising how much I actually do know and sort of collecting it all together in a book and being able to share that with people and pass that on.
And you have been a solicitor and a barrister. You have taught legal studies, Indigenous legal studies at universities. And there are people who also want to know more through their work. Perhaps they need to become more culturally aware. Do you think a guide like this on a reading list would help non-Aboriginal people in their different spheres, be it as visitors or government workers or employees?
Definitely. I think there's something for everyone there. And it's also a good guidebook for schools as well. And I'm thinking mainly of high school students. So at the end, there are of each chapter, there are what I call Dreamtime reflections. And I ask about 5 or 6 questions to, you know, for people to be able to reflect on what I've written and for them to dig deep into their own knowledge and what they can learn. But definitely it's about understanding our mob on a very deep level, on a spiritual level, and what makes us tick. So, yeah, it's of value to everyone, I think.